Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? ¿Helmet? ¿Yelmo? ¿Casco? ¿Qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Ah, pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
A ver qué hay que grabar hoy. Curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Nuestros mejores profesores, vale. Menos de 30 céntimos al día.
Oye, menos de 30 céntimos al día. ¿Esto está bien? ¿Seguro? Vale, vale.
Quédate en casa. Venga, lo tengo. Aprende inglés desde casa con profesores Vaughan. Ahora, el curso de inglés online de Vaughan por solo 99 euros. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tendrás a nuestros mejores profesores en cualquier momento en tu casa. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso o Richard Brown te ayudarán a poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Vaughan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687, en Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is the 2nd of August.
Hola, Kai. Muy buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, friends. Yes, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. We got a nice one for you today, and we're live on Twitch. Hey, Twitchers. How you doing? We're also live on Facebook in the English with Kyle Facebook group. And, of course, we're live, of course, on Vaughn Radio for everybody, for all of you. And thanks for tuning in. It is the first ever, Tino, this, I think, is the first ever August 2nd show. I think 1 year we did August 1st, maybe, possibly. But normally we don't get this far. No llegamos hasta aquí, normalmente. It might actually be the first show ever in the month of August. It could be. For the Drive Time Show, that is. We have an expression, all walks of life. Do you know this one? People from all walks of life. I'm going to talk about that. I'll explain what that expression means. Also, our Olympic moment, Italy and Qatar have shared a gold medal in a true moment of Olympic sportsmanship, let's say. A nice display of sportsmanship. We'll talk about that. Also, my favorite event of the Olympics, the 100-meter sprint has concluded. And I'll tell you why I think it's my favorite Olympic event and what happened. Also, we're going to hear music from the band. What band? No, the band. That's what they're called, the band. Garth Hudson and Company. It's Garth Hudson's birthday. I'm going to tell you a bit about him, who he is, and the music of the band, and we're going to hear a great song by them. We're also going to hear about Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok, everybody, on the show today. We're going back to the 1800s and the Wild West with a little bit of history for you, but plenty to talk about, so let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller.
Everybody, it's coming at you from, it's like a ghost town in here. We're the only ones. Look at this place, guys. You might be watching on Twitch or on Facebook and saying, Kyle, pero hombre, ¿dónde estás? ¿Dónde está la gente? It's the month of August. It's the dog days of summer. The dog days of summer. And when we say that, basically we mean the days when summer is in the middle of summer, and it's hot, and people get into a different summer routine. People are on holiday. People are doing other things. But the folks who are really dedicated, the people who love English, are here with us. I know who you are. I know who you are, and many of them are. Either you're listening at home, or some people are joining us on other platforms as well, on Twitch or Instagram or Facebook today. And I welcome you all. So thank you for coming into the studio and joining the fun. We got a couple people here on Facebook. The group is called English with Kyle. English with Kyle, K-Y-L-E. They're the English language warriors, as Kubla says. And I know who you are, and I thank you for joining us today. But we're going to begin our Drive Time Show. How, Kyle? How will we begin the Drive Time Show? Bueno, como siempre. No? In the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
Oh, we're into it now, folks. We're in the warm-up gym. And we have lots to talk about, lots of sentences to translate. Hadri says, hello, drivers. Now, that's a good way to do it. Hello, drivers, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. Drive safely. Time to drive in some English as well. Here we go. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Explícamelo una vez más. Explícamelo. Explain it to me one more time.
Es que no lo entiendo.
Hombre, claro. Es que no lo entiendo. One more time. Explícamelo. Explain it to me one more time. One more time. Fue mucho más fácil que la última vez. It was much easier than the last time. Oh, it was much easier than the last time. Mm-hmm. ¿Cuánto quieres apostar? ¿Cuánto quieres apostar, amigos? How much do you want to bet? Apostar. To bet. How much do you want to bet? ¿Cuánto quieres apostar? Hay cartas que escribir. There are letters to write. Eso sí. There are letters to write. Hay trabajo que hacer. There's work to do. There's work to do, everybody. Hombre. There are letters to write and there's work to do. ¿Qué haces para matar el tiempo? What do you do to kill time? Killing time. What do you do? Hey, what do you do to kill time? What do you do to kill time? No mucho. Not much. No mucho. Not much. Depende de los tipos de interés. It depends on the interest rates. Los tipos de interés. Now, remember, the most important thing on this sentence for me is it depends on. It depends on. It depends. It depends on. It depends on the interest rates. It depends on the interest rates. ¿Crees que van a subir? Do you think they're going to go up? ¿Crees que van a subir? Do you think they're going to go up? Hmm. Las autoridades quieren bajarlos. The authorities want to lower them. Claro. The authorities want to lower them. Bajarlas. The authorities want to lower them. ¿Pueden? Can they? Can they? Can they? Casi nunca aciertan en sus pronósticos. They are hardly ever right in their forecasts. Forecasts. Sus pronósticos. Forecasts. Forecast can be a prediction, an economic prediction. For which way think how things are going to go. It could be a forecast could be with the weather. Previsión del tiempo. Weather forecast. Economic forecast. There are other types of forecasts as well. Juegan un papel muy importante. They play a very important role. Eso sí. Yeah. They play a very important role. Very important
role. Un papel.
Now, now that we're all warmed up, before we move on, I just want to remind our friends at home that we are also live on Facebook today. Where? Pues yo tengo Facebook. People are saying, Kyle, I have Facebook. Well, make sure you're in my Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. English with Kyle. And I have shared something in there today, which is my question block. I put a section there. I said, folks, send me your question. Mándame tus preguntas, tus dudas. So if you have any questions for the month of August, put them in there. Now, some people say, Kyle doesn't answer all the questions. Well, I answer every question that I see, I answer either in there or on the radio. So if I answer it on the radio, usually I will say, good question, I've answered it on the radio. Did you hear it? And if they say, no, Kyle, I didn't hear it, please explain it. Then in that case, I will type it, usually. Okay? So, I'm here to help you, to answer all of your questions. So be sure to join the free Facebook group, English with Kyle. And you can ask your questions and I will bring them into the Drive Time show for you. It's interactive. Right? We're here building. I want to help you with your English. And that's what we do, mixing our social media channels here with the with Vaughn Radio. So you have no excuse. Si tienes dudas, no tienes excusa. ¿Eh? Ahora, porque aquí estoy para ayudarte. I'm here to help you. If you don't send me a question, I assume, si no estás mandando preguntas, supongo que hablas perfectamente inglés. ¿No? Significa eso entonces, ¿no? Si tienes dudas, si tienes problemas, mándemelas. Y no cuesta nada. As Kubler says, ask away. It's what I'm here for, and the Facebook group is free. And I go through spurts of putting up content. Sometimes I do exclusive videos only for Facebook. Or I will do more content PDFs and exercises that I put in there. So make sure you're in the group. In the summer, it's been a bit, you know, I haven't been as dedicated to putting much new content there, but I will put more. So make sure you're in the group, and I'll do what I can to answer all of your questions and continue to help you with your English. But now that we're all warmed up, I think it's time to see what is going on.
What's going on in your brain?
All right. What's going on? It's that part of the show where we're going to listen to someone talking and we're going to try to figure out what's going on. ¿Qué está pasando? What is happening? ¿Pero qué está pasando? What's going on there? Dios mío, my God. What's going on? ¿Qué está pasando ahí? What's going on in the office? There's not much going on. Look, for those of you who are on either Twitch or you're on my Facebook, What's going on in the office? Can you see this? ¿Lo ves? Not much, right, Tino? Nobody's here. I had to come in today through like a fire, basically through the fire escape. No, Tino? When this place is burning, si hay un incendio. Incendio. Incendio, ¿no mejor? If there's a fire, you go out the fire escape. During August, Kyle comes in through the fire escape.
Exacto.
Because everything is locked up. It's locked up like a, it's sealed up like a drum, we say. I couldn't get in from the, well, I did take the elevator, actually. Today I took the elevator and Tino had to come and let me in and I had to go all around through the Club Junior area. Because there's no receptionist today. Everybody's on vacation, even the receptionist, except Tino and I, because we have an expression in English, no rest for the wicked. It means sometimes some people just keep working, keep going, and aquí estoy. We're like the Duracell bunny, right, Tino? We talked about that last week. I said the Energizer bunny. People said, no, In Spain, it's the Duracell bunny. In America, it's the Energizer bunny. That guy, he ding, ding, ding. He keeps going and going. Es que no para. Somos así con las clases. We're like that with the Drive Time show on Vaughn Radio. Almost 2,000, casi 2,000 programas. Es que no paramos. Anyway, we're still coming at you live, everybody, here on Vaughn Radio. It's the 2nd of August. This is, now I shouldn't, like I said, I shouldn't say always because we, this is the first year. I think this is the first August show I've ever done. Drive Time. I did an August episode. I know I did an August episode of the By Request show, one of my old shows. But I think this is the first Drive Time show in the month of. Does that sound right, Tino? Yeah, it sounds right. Tino says, yeah, this is it. Drive Time in the month of August. I'm not accustomed to this, but here we are. Aquí estamos.
Sí, señor.
Eso es. Anyway, we got to hear this track and find it. So this is what's going on around here. Drive Time, that's what's going on. But let's hear today's what's going on.
I've always been the type of person who thought of myself as resilient, you know, that I could always make my way back. Being stuck in the past makes it extremely difficult to find your way out. And future thinking for me has always been the way to get over difficult times, to be able to look over the darkness to a potential time of light. Very rarely do I look backwards. I'm always looking forward.
Good advice, right? Did you hear that, folks? Who is talking? ¿Quién está hablando? And today we have used a little, una pista, a track that we have used before on the Drive Time show about a year ago, right, Tino? Hace un año más. More, Tino says. More! So who is that guy? And he said, basically he's saying, I always look forward, I don't look back. And that's his strategy. He says, always look forward, don't look back. Keep going, and he gets inspiration from this idea that you can your future is yours to make. If you look back, you might have problems in your past, but that doesn't mean that you won't have, that you can't have a great future. There's always a great future ahead. You still have to work for it, though. You have to push and work for it. So, who is talking? Who is that guy? Nobody's guessed it yet. Let me know who you think is talking. Olivia says Usain Bolt. No, it isn't Usain Bolt. Although we will talk about that sport a little later in today's Drive Time show. Sprinting. But it wasn't Usain Bolt. Who was talking? Someone can tell me. We're live on Facebook today in the English with Kyle Facebook group. Kubla says, I've always been resilient and make my way looking ahead. I don't like being stuck in the past. It's difficult to look over the darkness. Potential time. I never look backwards. Okay. I always look forward. It's an American gent, he says. And it is an American. This guy's from Philadelphia. West Philadelphia, born and raised. Little hint for you there. I think we need to hear it one more time. Una vez más. Otra. Let's hear it again, Tino.
I've always been the type of person who thought of myself as resilient, you know, that I could always make my way back. Being stuck in the past it makes it extremely difficult to find your way out. And future thinking for me has always been the way to get over difficult times, to be able to look over the darkness to a potential time of light. Very rarely do I look backwards. I'm always looking forward.
Very rarely, raramente, rara vez. Very rarely am I looking backwards. I'm always looking forwards, he says. And that was Will Smith. West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground, is where I spent most of my days. And it's true. Yeah, Will Smith, Kubla had that in Harold. And Olivia said Richard Gere. Good guess, but no, it's Will Smith. Will Smith, yeah, Guillermo Herrero. Will Smith, yeah. Sure, and I think that's a good bit of advice, is to look forward, which gives you optimism if you've had a difficult past. There's optimism when you look ahead. And if you've had an easy past, it's important to realize that, hey, the future, you still have to work hard. No matter where you are now, you have to work hard to have a great future or continue to have a good future, whatever situation you're in, you know? But be optimistic, because anything's possible when you work for it. Okay, that was our What's Going On. Our track today was the one and only Will Smith. By the way, we don't say Will, it's me. We say Will Smith. Will Smith. Will Smith in today's What's Going On. Expression of the day. Our expression of the day today is all walks of life. All walks of life. And this is an interesting expression because we're using walk as a noun. If you say, vamos a dar un paseo. Let's go for a walk. There, it's a noun. Un paseo. So if we say all walks of life, todos los paseos, los caminos de vida. But really, when we say all walks of life, we mean all types of people. Todo tipo de gente. Or there were people, my gosh, there were people from all walks of life. You know, if you go to a football match, you'll see people from all walks of life. You'll see rich people, you'll see poor people. You'll see Latinos, you'll see whites, you'll see blacks, you'll see Indians. You'll see doctors, you'll see lawyers, you'll see English teachers, you'll see unemployed veterinarians, you'll see beggars, and you'll see surgeons. You'll see everybody. Everybody likes football, it seems. People from all walks of life. Todo tipo de gente. All walks. We don't say walk. We'll walk. All people. People from all walks of life. It means all types of people. Okay. We're going to have to take a break, everybody. I hate to say it, but we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear some music from the band. What band? Oh, the band, they're called. Great Canadian act. We're going to talk about them. Also, the Olympic update. We'll talk about how Italy and Qatar have shared a gold medal. And an interesting story of Olympic sportsmanship. Let's call it that. In a nice story for our Olympic update. We got grammar, we got pronunciation, we got music coming up. Oh my gosh, what a show. Also, requests. Your requests. So if you have questions, send them in. We're live today on Twitch. We're also live in my free Facebook group, English with Kyle. Make sure you join and send your questions in to the Facebook group, and I'll answer them here on the show. Okay, folks, we are going to take a quick break. I'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos. A ti, llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles. O clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911-335831. 911-335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Today we can wish a happy birthday to Canadian multi-instrumentalist Garth Hudson, who you hear there. His band is The Band. They also backed Bob Dylan on tour in 1965. On his U.S. tour, on his world tour in 1966. And in 1969, they had a U.S. hit on the charts with this song. It's called Cripple Creek. They had another one the following year, but this is the one you're hearing, Cripple Creek. It was written by the guitarist, a guy named Robbie Robertson. It tells a strange story about a mountain man and a girl named Bessie. They go out on a trip and they get to know each other. And like a lot of songs by the band, it's open for interpretation. The meaning isn't entirely clear. Robbie Robertson says he doesn't even know what's going on. He says, I don't really write songs with anything other than just storytelling. Fun bit of storytelling, but maybe not so much profound meaning. He says, you sit down and you write the song, and usually something happens. You're not sure where it comes from. Now, who is singing? Is it guitarist Robbie Robertson? Is it birthday boy Garth Hudson? No, it's not. It's the drummer, Levon Helm. One of the few bands where the... Not too many bands where the lead singer is the drummer. But that was the case with this band. He gives it a very folksy vibe. Welcome back, folks, I always say it. But this song has a folksy vibe. It's music for the people, for para la gente del pueblo, podemos decir. Folksy, folk music, music for the people, for the folks, and a folksy sound. And there you go. And I do recommend you see, there's a great documentary / concert film called The Last Waltz, where they play a big long show with the band, and they have all these other 60s and 70s musicians coming up and playing along with them, and it's fantastic. The Last Waltz, I recommend it. But this is the band and a great song. Going back to 1969, Up on Cripple Creek. Now, creek is like a small river. It's como un río pequeño. Arroyo. Would you say arroyo? Eso es. Tino says, yeah. Eso sí. But we have, for example, the Manzanares, que es un río, pero un río sin agua. Pero bueno, there's some water, but I don't know where. Every time I go down there, there's no water. ¿Dónde está el agua? Bueno.
Agua.
Exactly. Anyway, the band, check them out, folks, Up on Cripple Creek, and I do recommend that documentary. If you're a music lover, look for it, folks. It's called The Last Waltz, que es un tipo de baile, The Last Waltz. Anyway, guys, it's time. I know you love phrasal verbs, but let's keep them prioritized and learn in a logical way one at a time with today's Drive Time Phrasal Verb.
Drive Time Phrasal Verb.
Aquí estamos poco a poco. Little by little is the key for mastering phrasal verbs and important ones. For example, to try on. ¿Qué es eso? Try on. Pues probarse. Ropa. To try on clothing. So to try on, and then you put it on and you say, you try on clothing for two reasons, to see if it fits. And if it fits, it's about the size, right? La talla. It fits me, probarse. So it fits, but does it suit me? And if it suits you, that means it looks good on you. It looks appropriate. It is appropriate to your style. So I could go down to the store and get a pair of those bell-bottom pants. You know, Tino, those bell-bottoms? Pantalones campana, do you call them?
No, same.
Exactly. So I could try them on, and maybe they fit me perfectly. Oh, they fit. But then
muy buena pinta, ¿no?
Well, I was going to say. So I come into the office, and I'm wearing bell bottoms, and I say, guys, they fit me perfectly. But then Tino says, Kyle, they fit you, but they don't suit you. Come on, who's wearing bell bottoms? They don't suit anybody these days.
Sí, mira, un poco sí.
Well, maybe a little, you know. So to fit would be the size, but if it suits me or if it suits you, it means that it also is it is of an appropriate style for you. It fits and it suits. So that's why you go to the fitting room, el probador, para probarse, to try on clothes, right? ¿Te probaste esos zapatos antes de comprarlos? Did you try on those shoes before you bought them? Claro que me los probé. ¿Por qué me preguntas? ¿Por qué me lo preguntas? Of course I tried them on. Okay, so notice how I put the word them in the middle. Entre verbo y preposición, vamos a separarlo. Verb, pronoun, preposition. Try them on. Try on the pants. Try them on now. So when I use them, I put it in the middle, right?
Qué curioso, ¿no? Qué curioso todo esto. Nunca me he probado un Rolex de verdad. I've never tried on a real Rolex before. Actually, that's false. You ever tried on a real Rolex, Tino? My uncle has one, and I tried it on. My uncle used to be a jeweler. Joyero. No? Joyero, a jeweler in the 80s. He was a jeweler. He's a fascinating guy. I need to have him on the show, really. He's a great guy. My uncle has done a lot of interesting jobs. He worked as a jeweler in Ottawa. In Ottawa. He also worked as... He's had several interesting jobs. He worked as a jeweler. He worked as harvesting maple syrup. Right? Recogiendo... Bueno, producing maple syrup. Harvesting sap. Recogiendo la savia de los arces canadienses. No? Qué trabajo más canadiense. Then he, another very Canadian job that he had was de-icing, quitando hielo de los aviones.
Sure, why not?
Exactly, at the airport in Ottawa. And now he retired. Then he retired and he went back to work doing one job, which is in the summertime, he cuts grass at a golf course. He drives a big lawnmower, máquina corta césped. And he cuts the grass. So he's had several interesting jobs. I'm sure he's had many more jobs than that, but those are some of the ones that come to mind. But he doesn't have the job that I think would be best for him, which he loves cars. And he's a very good salesman, so I think he should have sold cars. But he never did. It's too bad. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, but in the 80s, he worked as a jeweler, and he got a deal on a Rolex. A Rolex came in on a trade or something. Someone was selling one, and he decided to buy it himself. And he kept it. So he has this Rolex. And I tried it on. So, probarse ropa, por ejemplo, un reloj, lo que sea, to try on. Why do you try them on? To see if it fits or to see if it suits you. You say, oh, that shirt suits you perfectly. Too bad it doesn't fit. Qué pena. It's too small for you. It's too big. It doesn't fit you. Too bad. All right? But the phrasal verb here is to try on. Olympic update. Oh, it's that time, folks. It's that time, people. The Olympic update. And who's leading in the medal count? There's more than that, folks. That's not the most important thing. But we have China. China, China, China. 62 medals, 29 golds. It looks like they could win it, folks. And, well, win it. I mean, accumulate the most medals. 29 gold medals and a total of 62. The U.S. has 22 gold medals and a total of 64. So the U.S. is leading in terms of total medals. Japan is third with 17 gold and 33 total medals. Australia's fourth. Australia really dominates in the pool, la piscina. Right? That's where they get in the pool and they start winning medals, folks. They do. And Spain got a gold over the weekend. Yeah, they did. Got a gold medal. And now has 7 medals. Very nice. But it's time to talk about something nice that has happened. That happened, folks. Italy and Qatar. Now, I didn't know you could do this, but Italy and Qatar have shared a gold medal. In high jump, in an emotional climax, in the men's high jump, there in the Tokyo Games, the gold medal will be shared. A guy named Gianmarco Tamberi. Gianmarco Tamberi. And Mutaz Issa Barshim. Now he's Qatari. And they both cleared. They jumped 2.37 meters.
2.37. Holy cow. And when neither athlete was able to get over 2.39, they were given the option to share the gold or have a jump off. Okay. So the official said, okay, lo puedes compartir? Or you can have a jump off. So a jump off would be like a competition. Extend the competition. Now, the pair looked more than happy to share the medal, with Tamberi howling in delight. Woo! Rolling around on the track, having missed out on competing in Rio 5 years ago due to a career-threatening ankle injury. He fought through it. He recovered. Now, Barshim added gold to the bronze and silver that he won in 2012 and 2016. And Belarus took bronze with a guy named Maxim Nerescu. He took the bronze. Now, the decision to share the gold medal was overwhelmingly well-received on social media. An athlete from the UK said, such an incredible moment. Two of the nicest people in our sport sharing gold. Now, the British high jumper Emily Borthwick said, I'm crying. I'm not crying. You're crying. So the people are happy about this, and yeah, it's nice. Nice to see. Now, I'm kind of surprised. Yeah, it is. It really is, you know. But I'm kind of surprised that you're allowed to do that, though. Doesn't that seem strange, Tino? Bueno, lo vamos a compartir. Well, okay. Now, my favorite event was yesterday. My favorite event of the Olympic Games is the men's 100-meter sprint. And what happened this year was impressive because you had six different guys. I mean, this has to be a record. Six people that ran the 100 meters in less than 10 seconds. Hombre, qué rápido, right? Six different runners running in less than 10 seconds. And the winner was a guy named Lamont Marcel Jacobs out of Italy. Now, as Juan says, John Connor, I'm looking for John Connor. He says, Italy is on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Lamont Jacobs, he's out of Italy. He won the men's 100 meters, breaking Usain Bolt's 13-year hold on the event. Nobody's beaten Usain Bolt. Now, they weren't able to beat Bolt's time. I think it'll be a long time before anyone does. But Jacob set a European record of 9.8 seconds in Sunday's final. Second place was American Fred Kirky, 9.84. Andre de Grasse, who I was hoping for. And he was bronze at the 2016 Olympics. He also won bronze in this one, 9.89 seconds. The athletes were introduced in a dramatic light show. Did you see that, folks? It was dark, and then they had these dramatic lights. It was very impressive. When the lights came back on, there was a false start, sadly. You know, that's terrible. When you have a false start and you get ejected, you train for 4 years, and then you just move a little bit too quick. Oh, fuera. You've just spent four years practicing. You made a one-second mistake, and you're gone. So he got disqualified. But it was an exciting race. You can find the whole thing on YouTube. I recommend you see it if you haven't. And for me, it's just, I think sprinting is the ultimate of athleticism. It's the most, I mean, primitive, but basic, but fundamental, boiled down, reducido a lo esencial. It gets to the essential, or the essence, we could even say, of sport, right? Running. How fast can you run over there? Faster than you. Well, vamos a ver. We're going to have to try. We're going to go head to head and see. But Usain Bolt still holds the world record for the fastest 100 meters, but we'll see if it's ever beaten. Who knows? Who knows? All right, guys. I want to move on, and I think we need to throw out a challenge, un reto, for you, everybody. A little challenge that we do every day here on Twitter. Of course, I'm talking about the Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, everybody. Our Twitter translation here today. People are saying, pero qué es eso? Pero qué es eso? Oh, it's the Twitter translation. That's right. It's that moment in the show where you can participate and we have a little challenge, un reto. And you can translate it and tell me in English. You can participate on Twitter or on Instagram or also on Facebook. Now, first of all, how can people find me, Tino, on Instagram and Twitter?
Sigue a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram.
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo, IM Lemillar, Lemillar.
Oh, yes. Okay, so. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Perderemos si no hacemos algo rápido. Hombre. Perderemos si no hacemos algo rápido. Pero ahora mismo, ¿eh? Eso es. Perderemos si no hacemos algo rápido. So tell me how to say that in English right in. On Twitter, on Instagram, or even on Twitch. We're live on Twitch, everybody. If you're a Twitch user, you can join the fun by following us on Twitch. The account there, of course, is quite simply Vaughn Radio. Vaughn Radio. Baugan Radio, as they say around here. Anyway, if you like facts, you've come to the right place. Let's take a look at this now in a fun little section we call And That's a Fact.
And that's a fact.
All right, everybody, some facts today about Al Capone. Al Capone, as you say in Spanish. In English, Al Capone. Al Capone. So I'm going to give you some facts, and one of them is a lie. Uno es mentira.
I know where you live.
So yeah, you got to tell me which one. We got to tell me which one is a lie, which ones are true. Number one, before he became the most notorious gangster of all time, Al Capone was a model student. He attended public school in New Jersey and graduated near the top of his class. Could it be true? Or not? Number two, Al Capone died in 1947 in his Miami Beach home shortly after his 48th birthday. His death was due to a heart failure, which was brought on by the fact that he had pneumonia and a severe case of syphilis. And he'd also suffered a stroke a few days earlier. True or false? Who knows? Number three, when Al Capone bought his house in Palm Island, Florida, the people in the area were outraged. They were so angry that they made a plan to declare martial law and drive him out.
We're going to have some big problems, pal.
Yeah, they didn't want him living there. That the neighbors said, we're going to have some big problems. So which one is a lie? Number one, he was a great student, did well in school. Number two, he died in 1947 in Miami Beach after having pneumonia, syphilis, and he had a stroke. And number three, he bought a house in Florida, Palm Island, Florida. And the people were so angry that they put together a plan to try to drive him out. Well, the first one, everybody, the first one is, the first one is a lie. Mentira.
No es verdad.
No es verdad.
Mentira.
Exactly. No es verdad.
Al Capone grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and he did go to a public school for some time, but he was expelled at the age of 14 for hitting a teacher. Golpeando un profesor. O bueno, una profesora, de hecho. Number two, that he died in 1947 in Miami Beach, at his Miami Beach home. That is true. He spent part of his later life in prison in Alcatraz after being convicted of tax evasion, but he was later released due to good behavior, work credit, and his advanced syphilis. Yeah. By the time of his death, the disease had gotten so bad that, he was dying, and he had the mental capacity of a 12-year-old child, apparently. The stroke and pneumonia didn't help, and he passed away in January of 1947. Now, the last one is also true. He moved to Florida in 1928, and people were angry. The neighbors there, they weren't happy. They said, eso no nos gusta. Tú fuera, get out of here. They wanted to get him out of there. And the local American Legion devised a plan to declare martial law and deny Al Capone his constitutional rights. While he was subject to a general deal of harassment, he basically didn't ignore them. He stayed there where he was in sunny Florida until he took a trip to Chicago to engineer what was known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, big mob event there. But anyway, so the first one was the lie about his schooling, and he was not a great student through school. In fact, he was kicked out of school at the age of 14, and that's Al Capone. Al Capone! We don't say Capone, we say Capone. All right, guys, now, in a moment we're going to take a break, but I want to remind you we do have our outstanding Twitter translation today. The sentence was... What was the sentence? The sentence was, perderemos si no hacemos algo rápido. Perderemos si no hacemos algo rápido. Ginés says, por favor, ¿me puede decir qué se trata en este canal? Pues aquí estamos para ayudarte con tu inglés, Ginés. You've come to the right place. Habla español usted. Bueno, no. Sorry. No es lo que hago. She says, wait, one question. Vaughn, is it for learning English here? Yeah, it is. That's what we're here for. Welcome, Ginés. Welcome to the fun. Join us. Mi inglés es muy malo. Bueno, pues sintoniza, disfruta con nosotros. Por eso estamos. That's what we're here for. And you can join the fun not only on Vaughn Radio, but also on Twitch. As we practice, I'm here to help you guys, and I'll be back in just a minute. We're going to take a short break. Just a few minutes, guys. Ahora vuelvo dentro de nada. I'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more, including questions from you in our by request section. Voy a contestar a todas tus dudas. So send me your questions. If you have questions, you can write them in here on Twitch. Or on Instagram or on Twitter. We have plenty more to come in the final half hour of the show. Stay with us, folks. Ahora vuelvo. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.